On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Morena, I am well, thanks. How are you?
I am also very well. I'm looking forward to a nice long weekend and maybe some good movies. What's happening in the cinema?
Well, first, it should be acknowledged that the Sundance Film Festival starts today. And that's something that I was present at the last few years, but it's happening principally online this year. So I'm participating this year, and people all around the world can participate, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But if we're looking at exactly what's in cinemas in New Zealand, where we can go to the movies, touch wood, there's a couple of notable titles. The first one I want to mention is a somewhat troubled film called Music, which is written and directed by the pop star Sia and has attracted some controversy based on the fact that the main character is on the autistic spectrum and is played by Maddie Ziegler, who's the young dancer who showed up in all of Sia's music videos. Have you heard about this film?
I have. I've seen the controversy on Twitter.
Yeah, it's an odd one. It's until very, very recently, actors won Oscars for doing roles like this. They didn't attract controversy, and but you can see the problem there. She plays a semi high functioning young woman who's caregiver up and dies, and her sister, played by Kate Hudson, shows up to look after her. Her sister is a recovering drug addict, and it's kind of about the neighborhood in New York she lives in, and she has this interior world represented by music video type things.
Right, okay.
The thing about Sia as a filmmaker is she's a great singer and songwriter. And the film is I struggled with it a little bit. I the music's great. Leslie Odom Jr., who I became obsessed with after seeing Hamilton, is in it, and it's great. And it doesn't really work, I don't think.
Right.
It's well intentioned. It's got these kind of like, oh, the world things that happen in it, and it doesn't really come together. Kate Hudson and Maddie Ziegler very much look like sisters, but it doesn't. Yeah, I didn't feel it totally worked as a film, but I'm still not sure how to feel about the character. I mean, it's hard to picture someone with this character's actual condition playing the character, because in the musical sequences she slips into not being like that, but she's got a lot of tics, and it really calls attention to the character's condition in a way that you wonder about.
Right. I guess it is a moment of change in the industry where people are saying, you know, well, we have got to a point where we want to see real representation, not well-intentioned, perhaps, misrepresentation. And I think one of the big things that I saw a lot of the online discussion focusing around was when Sia was sort of called out on this, her responses weren't necessarily very positive.
The worst part of it. She really doubled down, didn't she?
Yeah, it got quite nasty quite quickly.
Yeah, and I don't think the film is going to be able to escape from those issues. But Maddie Ziegler herself is a very specifically talented performer, and does all sorts of crazy things dance-wise in this film. There's interesting stuff here, but perhaps the quicker this film goes away, the better.
Excellent stuff. Anything else going on in the cinemas?
Yeah, there's this really amazing new Danish film called Another Round, which I think has an interesting pertinence in this country. It's about these four friends who are high school teachers who are kind of midlife crisis-y mode, and they learn about this psychiatrist who advocated for the idea that humans are born with a blood alcohol content deficiency, and the idea being that that humans should be a little bit drunk the whole time. And so they start to apply this method and sort of microdose alcohol throughout the day to just get a little buzz going, and in the name of loosening up and embracing life to the fullest extent.
It sounds like it could be quite a surreal movie. Is that a bit of the vibe to it, or?
Kind of. It's a film that would play very differently if it was an American or British film, I think. Mm. The Danish have a full-on drinking culture. The drinking age there is 16. And it felt pretty familiar, to be honest.
Mm.
I think, you know, this film has particular relevance to New Zealand, which I think is the booziest nation in the world.
Mm.
And it's not just that, like, and obviously it goes awry, but it's an interesting take on this concept. It's not just a simple booze is evil kind of film. It's kind of about something a bit bigger than that. And Mads Mikkelsen is the lead character, and he is just always worth watching. He's one of my favourite actors working today. You know this actor, right?
I recognise his face, but I can't place where I've seen him.
He was the lead in the Hannibal TV show.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And was in Doctor Strange and was the bad guy in Casino Royale. He's been all over the place. And the director of this film, the writer-director, Tomas Vinterberg, they made a film together about 8 years ago called The Hunt. Tomas Vinterberg is a legend of European cinema, and every new film he does is very much worth watching. He started the whole Dogma 95 movement with a film called Festen that's pretty legendary. So it's always worth seeing what he does. And
cool.
And this is a mature, you know, interesting film that I highly recommend. And it's kind of funny and silly at the same time.
Yeah,
but, you know, the Hangover, this ain't.
Yes, I see. What's the name of that movie again?
Another Round.
Another Round. So Another Round sounds good. Sia's music, not so much.
Yeah.
Okay. That's some strong recommendations, and maybe swerves as well for the cinema this weekend. And if people want to, like, check out Sundance, is it just free access online? How does it work? Do you buy tickets? What's the deal?
You can buy tickets online. Go to the website. There is a New Zealand film premiering in a couple of days called Coming Home in the Dark. It is, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out in terms of buzz generated. They are restricting access in the name of keeping it not just being a giant free-for-all. When I say restricting access, there's a limit to the number of tickets that can be bought and stuff. But I understand that anyone can participate if they want to. And, you can follow my Twitter at Dominic Corey if you want to follow my coverage. I'm accredited and covering a whole bunch of stuff. So.
Sweet.
For Letterboxd in my capacity working for them. So, and yeah, there'll be lots of stuff on Letterboxd as well if you want to check it out.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy. Have a lovely long weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Talk to you then. See you later. Bye.
See ya.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
All right. Plenty.